Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Today, I thought I'd answer this colour question from Zoe, who said, I wonder if you'd please consider a video showing us some of your less flattering colours compared to some of your signature colours to help those like me who may be having trouble distinguishing. So, when we're thinking about colours, what we want is to make you look brighter, more exciting, more alive, more vibrant, healthier, all those sorts of things. So just looking at me, since I'm the only person here in front of the camera, what I thought I'd do is I'll show you some different kind of examples so you can hopefully start to see what I am looking for. So ideally what we want is for the colours, for you to be the focus, for the colours to make you look amazing rather than the colours to draw your eye away into your body, for your body to be the focus. So you know, even for an example like this, so I've just got a few scarves and bits and pieces here. Here is a little scarf. This is not my colour. And what you'll see, as soon as I've popped it up there, do you see how I suddenly have gone quite yellow in a not particularly flattering way? I'm going to take it away and I'm going to put it back. And look how much my skin tone changes when I do that. And you go, that colour's making you look a little bit ill, Imogen. Please can you take it away, because it is less than great. You can really see what a difference. So everything we're wearing is because colour is reflected light. So for this, the yellow rays are being reflected and the other rays are being absorbed. And this is why, because when we're seeing colour, we're seeing reflected colour rays, like rays of light. Everything we're wearing is reflecting onto us, whether that's flattering or unflattering is based on our skin pigments. And of course, they change over time, just as our hair pigments do. So you can really see what a difference a colour can make there. You can really see how yellow I have gone with this. Not looking my greatest, not looking my most healthy. Now, for another example, here's another should not be so good colour. So this sort of kind of, you know, it's not going to be the, it's not as bad as the yellow, but it's still, you'll notice it creates a focus, particularly this kind of orangey sort of colour drags your attention away from my face. So it's not the best. Now, even things like black, and I know I've made videos of black before, but if you go, well, you know, can I just wear black? Now, this is a scarf, it's got a bit of a pattern on, but what you'll see is black looks very dark and heavy on me, and that is because I'm overall light. And what the black does is it just has a weight to it. So we often don't realize, we often think that black is very slimming because if light colors advance and dark colors recede, what's the darkest? Well, we go, it's black, so it must be the most receding. And we also go, well, it's the absorption of all light. But what black is actually doing is throwing up shadow. So you'll notice way more shadow around my jawline, under eyes, all those sorts of things, kind of get more shadow with the black than they do when I'm wearing something a little bit lighter. So you can see that black is not necessarily the most slimming. And for me, it's just too heavy and dark now in a way that it used to not be when I had the dark hair. And I've got a few other bits of clothing here. So even though, like, so for me, you know, like we've looked at a couple of bad colours, but, you know, blues tend to be great on me. So you can see that that's much more flattering on me than, where's my yellow? Let's just compare my yellow to my blue. So if you put that there, we can see all that. And you see how much healthier I look. And also how, too, my face has appeared out of this. When we pop this on, you want to look at the colour. Versus here, you want to look at my face. And that's what really partly what we're looking for is it colour? You know, is it my face? Is it the colour? Is it dragging your attention away to my body? Or is it creating a face focus? And that is what I'm looking at. Whenever I'm doing colour analysis, I'm going, what I want is for you to be the focus, for you to shine, for you to be the bright and amazing person you are, rather than the colour being the focus. And because, like, unless you are some, you know, sort of supermodel and you have an amazing body and you have no body image issues, most of us would rather that our body was not the focus of attention, that our face is, because this is where we are communicating from. When I'm talking to you, I'm certainly not looking at your thighs, I'm not looking at your stomach, I'm actually talking to your face. So what we want to do is create that face focus by wearing colours that flatter us. So even though blue is great for me because it's an eye enhancer and it's cool and it works with my colouring, I just want to show you some examples of some different blues. So even though, yeah, I can wear blue, but these days a very dark navy like this is very heavy, just like the black is. It is too dark for me. I've got to do a lot of work to make something like this work. Now, if I have a lower neckline and I put it underneath something a bit lighter, like what I've, you know, this little jacket here, I can make it work better, but it's not great on its own. So I tend to not wear too much, you know, in that way. Versus if I go for a more medium blue, this has not got that same sort of sucking you down to the colour effect that this really dark colour did. It's not draining me in the same way. So this is very dark and heavy. This has not got that same heaviness to it, so I can wear that. Or I can even go for something, you know, much lighter, like this sort of lighter blue. And this is a great kind of value for my hair. This one is more in the value of my eyes. So, you know, I can go with either of those, and they are much easier to wear. But even just small amounts of the wrong colours are going to grab your attention. So, you know, it doesn't matter where I put this little swatch. You want to look at the orange and green because they are unrelated to me. It's like, hey, look at me. Versus if I get this pink and green here, these don't have the same grab effect as these do because these are related to my colouring. These are not related to my colouring. And so this grabs your attention. It's going to create a body focus versus this. It works with me and therefore will work, you know, with my colouring and will not grab the same attention. So when I'm looking at colour, this is what I'm really looking at. So when we're doing colour analysis, that is the kind of thing we're going for. So we're looking at, you know, the undertone of the colour, whether it's warm or cool, and therefore what colours have that undertone in common. We're looking at the value of the colour, how light or dark, just like I was showing you with the very dark blue versus a light blue. And you can see for me, light blue is much better than a very dark blue. This doesn't relate to me. This does. And then we're looking for the intensity, how bright the colours are. Do we want really bright colours, you know, really muted colours or something in between? And so this is where we're getting that balance of those three colour properties that you have with the colours that really suit you. So that kind of simply is, hopefully you can see where, you know, for me wearing something that's really not quite right, and even if it's a neutral like that, that really doesn't work for me. In the way that a colour that, you know, like even like a grey does, like you compare that to, you know, I'm wearing neutral grey. This is much easier for me to wear. This just grabs your attention. So even though it's a neutral, it's still grabbing attention. In a way that is not so, you know, it's going to create more of a body focus and it's not making me look terribly healthy either. In the way that the grey works for me, particularly now as my hair is going grey, I'm finding that, you know, I'm getting more and more into grey. When I had black hair, I never used to wear grey. It was very rare. It just didn't work in the same way, but black worked really well. Now the black doesn't work so well, but the greys are working really well along with the blues, but I'm just much more careful now not to do too much of this very dark navy, particularly next to my face. I might wear a darker blue jean, but I'll generally, at least if I'm going to wear this top, I would put something lighter over the top just to mean that it's not, you know, like I'm not having as much of it close to my face, so it's not dragging you down as much. Can be great to create a little column of colour, but then I'll often even put a scarf on or something like that over it, so that just moves it a bit further away from my face as well. So all these kind of things, that the further away from your face it is, the easier it is to wear. So if I have, you know, this dark top on, having a lighter scarf is a great way. Eleanor says, I find I get bored with my safe colours. Do you? No, I don't actually. I don't get bored with the colours because they make me look good. There are many colours. I always say that there's like 16 million or something identified colours in the world, and you can wear easy 50,000 of them. So there's a variation of them. So I would suggest that maybe that there's something else. Maybe you're choosing boring styles in those colours. So remember, it's the colour has to work, but the style needs to too. So if you're not really happy with the style of the piece of clothing, then the, you know, yes, that's going to be boring as well. Or maybe it's how can I put outfits together in different ways? One of the things I love about having my colour palette is it's really easy to mix and match clothes into different outfits. Like, it just makes having a capsule wardrobe really simple, but it also makes mixing and matching different clothes really, really easy. And so, in fact, I find I get way more options from a more limited palette than I do if I was, you know, having everything under the sun where this only worked with that. You know, if I had both of these in my wardrobe, you know, I wouldn't be able to wear those clothes together. But because what my wardrobe is much more like this, then it's really easy for me to mix and match those colours. So, I mean, like, you know, we've got a whole rainbow of colours here. It's just that they're cool light ones rather than being, you know, say warm light ones like these are. So I don't get bored. But often I think when people go wrong is that they buy it just because of the things, their colour, not because they love the garment, not because the style is their style, and not because it's the right piece for them. And I think this is where we have to be quite discerning with that. Just having a look at this. Years ago, I was told I was a warm autumn, but now I'm totally great and I find those browns hard to wear. Yes, I would say you've muted down, your hair's changed, it's time for a new colour analysis. So that is very common. That one of the things is because grey is less warm, that as you lose that warmth, your colouring cools down a little bit. Now, it may not be cool, it may still be warm, but it's not as warm as that warm autumn. And this is why those colours aren't working as well as they used to, Jane. So I'd say that when you're looking at colours, it's thinking about, like, I want to have maximum variety in my outfits. I mean, I can, like, go, oh, I've got this grey t-shirt, what will I wear it with today? And I go, oh, I've got this top and it's got a little bit of grey in it because they work together. That's really easy. I could put it with something pink. I could put it with something red. I could put it with something, you know, like blue. I can put it with so many different colours that I already have in my wardrobe. So I don't get bored with it because I'm creating variety within what I have, because it's very easy because those colours work together, versus what I see when either people buy, and this is that people buy something just because it's their colour, but they don't love the garment. So that garment, you need to understand about your personality and how that influences your choices. And, you know, like particularly, say for me, I'll notice in summer tops, I want to have usually some more interest and detail in them, built into them, but to make them more interesting because I'm not layering as much. Versus winter tops, you know, I go for many very, very plain and simple things because I do a lot of layering in winter because I get really cold. And so the things need to work underneath each other. The outer layer can be interesting, but all these kind of inner layers need to be much more simple for me. So this is where it's working out what works for you and how you put your wardrobe together. And like your climate and location, of course, are really actually impactful on this. But sometimes I think if you're bored, or maybe it's, you know, you need to add an accessory, you need to change it up in some way. And it can get boring. If you're just wearing some jeans and a t-shirt every day, yeah, you're going to get bored. So it's thinking about just how you can put your clothes together in a way that still works for you, but is going to be flattering, because I just can't see the point in walking around looking yellow and looking ill all the time. I mean, many years ago, I had a jumper in, you know, this sort of colour. And I remember people kept asking me if I was okay. Are you feeling okay? Are you okay? And that was when I learned that this colour was making me look sick, because I was fine. I'd rather not look like that. So if you're guilty for buying just for the colour, then you have, you may have orphans because of the styles, that the styles don't work together. So I always think that we've always got to look, when we're shopping, we want to do this consciously. We want to know what's the right colours, but also what styles do I need? What kind of proportions do I have? How does my personality impact on the choices? How am I going to put this together with other things? Like, I don't buy anything that's not going to go with other things in my wardrobe already. There's no point to do that. I always remember doing a wardrobe of a client, and she had, everything was voluminous, and that was fine except for nothing worked together. So what we had to do, she had voluminous bottoms. We had to go and get more fitted tops, and then she had voluminous tops. We had to go and buy some more fitted bottoms, but everything didn't really work together. So it's very easy to create orphans if you're not kind of consciously aware of what works for you and what you need in your wardrobe as well. So hopefully those little tips and that little demonstration of finding the right colors will kind of help you see it when you're looking at other people. I always think it is that sort of thing that if I had this on, you know, and I'm looking, if you're kind of going, if I'm going to compare two colors or three colors or whatever, if I'm looking in from a store and I'm not really sure of my colors, of course I recommend having color analysis. It's like, which one makes you want to look at your face? And you can do the, what I call the, you know, like the blink test, which is shut your eyes, pause, wait a couple of minutes. When you open your eyes, you want to look at your face and then notice, do you want to look at the color? Is your eye dragged down? Or do you want to look at your face? And so if you do that and then you change color, do it again and then go, oh, this one just takes me to the color versus this one, quite happy to look at my face. It's much easier to look at my face and I look healthier as well. It is often much harder to see on yourself than on other people as well. That's always something to be aware of. We have much more difficulty looking at ourselves in an objective way in comparison to how we look at other people. I've done like color analysis in front of groups. And what's really fascinating is, you know, I can be hot and they'll be going, oh, no. Oh, yes. And the whole audience is nodding or, you know, shaking their heads with the colors they can see. But when you put them in front of a mirror, they go, I can't see it on me. And it's because we just don't have that same sort of objective way of looking at ourselves that we do when we are looking at others. So thank you for your question. I think that's, hopefully that's answered some of your color questions and how color analysis works. Really, it's all about reflected light. And what we want to do is reflect the colors that are within you that flutter you and make you look the most amazing and make you shine and look brighter and more vibrant and all those sorts of things because then you look amazing. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.